Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. You know, the difficulty of getting over the barrier of the Holocaust in Jewish witnessing and ministry can be very, very difficult if we allow ourselves to be drawn into the flesh part of this, which is, wow, it was horrible. Oh, my goodness, it's just so terrible. And I understand your pain and so on and so forth. But that's not where God lives.
Well, I think the word understand is really the operative word here, Jeff. If we're going to try to share the good news of Yeshua by appealing to someone's understanding, we're going to fall short.
That's right, because we can't understand. Who can fathom the depths and the riches of God and his knowledge? But yet we have scripture that tells us, and this is so important, friends, when Jewish people think of the word salvation or eternity, and from they're thinking, well, that's the Christian stuff, see? But salvation is very much a part of the Hebrew scriptures.
That's a real good point, Jeff. I think when we say you must be saved, people are immediately thinking, oh, that's goyish,
yeah, that's
Gentile.
Here we go again. They're going to talk about Jesus. Here we go. Yeah.
Well, they're right. We are going to talk about Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. But we are also going to point out that salvation has always been a very pertinent and important Jewish understanding of who God is and what he does.
Yeah, you know, even if we, I mean, it's all through the Tanakh, the Hebrew scriptures, but if we go to the book of Proverbs in chapter 18, just as one example, it's really powerful, friends. You listen to this, and most of you Bible readers, even if you don't read the Old Covenant, the Hebrew scriptures, the original covenant, you're probably familiar with Proverbs 18:10.
Yeah, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe.
Hallelujah. Think about what that really means, friends. The name of the Lord, in other words, the power and meaning and depth of his true existence, the fullness of the Lord, is a strong tower.
Yeah, the characteristics in the Old Covenant, the original covenant, someone's name described their characteristics. So the name of the Lord is God's characteristics, and he is a strong tower. Back then, a strong tower was a place of safety.
Amen. And a place of victory. And the righteous run to it or him and are safe. Now, somebody will say, well, what about those poor people in the Holocaust, a Jewish person might say? How about those of them who believed and were they saved? And the answer is that the salvation of God is not for the here and now, it's for the later, it's for eternity, and eternity is a lot longer than 70, 80, 90 years of life, even 50, 40, 50, 60 years of life. So the conceptual issue with the Jewish person is the here and now, as it is with most unsaved people. It's about the here and now. But God's about forever. Eternity, such a powerful word. So the righteous run to the Lord and are safe. That is salvation.
You know, and as you're speaking, someone might say, well, I'm not righteous. The very fact that you would run to the Lord would make you righteous.
Amen. It's the picture of saying, hey, I'm out here. I need help. Where do I go? Let's see. Should I go to my friend? Should I go to the soothsayer? Should I go to the fortune teller? Should I go to my,
Yeah, and unfortunately,
whatever.
Jeff, all those things that you mentioned, soothsayers, fortune tellers, occult, that's where our Jewish people have run to.
Plenty of them. Plenty of them have.
But the place the Bible says to run to is the name of the Lord, because that's the strong tower.
Hallelujah. Strong tower. Run to it, and you're safe. And you say, well, I want to have eternity with God, but I need help right now. Well, God is a very present help in time of trouble. Yes, he is. And you won't know till you give him a chance to do that. And incidentally, most Jewish people have never given him that chance because they don't have a full understanding of the spiritual nature of God and how a Messiah was required.
Friends, we're Messianic Minutes, and for the rest of this week and next week, we're going to be teaching you how to witness to Jewish people. You can get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechicha Adonai v'yishmerecha. B'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.